Here with our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert, along with Kenmore Mayor John Borrowman. I don't know if you noticed, but it's really busy around town right now. I kind of wish I had a fat bike, going back to our cycling discussion, because I've had like mini small town road rage moments a few times over the last couple of days. I don't remember it ever being so jam-packed at this time of the year.
It hasn't let up from the summer. I ran my business in downtown Kenmore for 35 years, and traditionally, sometime after Labor Day, maybe after Thanksgiving, if the weather held, it would become very quiet in Kenmore until the Christmas holiday. But it seems this year, every weekend at least, has been jam-packed.
When we look at some of the Parks Canada stats from the East Gate, like, we're seeing the numbers of visitors in vehicles driving through the gates up 10% this summer, 10% last summer. That popularity, that regional knowledge, because this is rubber tire traffic, people coming from Alberta, extends into these other periods. And I mean, it's great for our retail sector and our restaurants and the downtown. It can be a little frustrating as a local trying to navigate.
Considering we don't have something like, say, a rail connection, you know, the vast majority of people are coming here by car and they need a place to park. I mean, we only have a limited number of spots in Kenmore. I think parking is really becoming something that people are getting really keyed into here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, parking has been a big part of conversations at council and administration for some time. And we have a number of initiatives approved in the 2016 budget that will lead towards some sort of relief on parking downtown.
One of the initiatives was originally proposed for 2017, but you, John, moved it forward to next year. And I think what the result will be is some more parking stalls in the downtown.
The demolition of the Little House on 9th Street, some know it as Cascade Insurance or the Lantern House, that's been earmarked for future parking for some time, and council did approve to demolish it in 2016 and not put a lot of money into the parking aspect. We'll level it and put gravel down or something, but it'll be a level parking lot. That should add 12 or 15 parking stalls to that part of downtown.
And there's a parking strategy in the works as well.
A multimodal parking strategy. I'm not certain what the multimodal part means.
It means they're going to consider pedestrians and cyclists as part of decisions
but
when
it
comes to parking.
The primary focus is on parking, and parking is vehicles. And working with the downtown BRZ, as you noted, Tanya, that's work that'll be done this year. And that's great. That'll inform future decisions. But this year, we have to start addressing it. And there's some simple approaches that we're taking, doing some transformation, some remodeling of Veterans Way and 6th Avenue and putting in angle parking. But also, we're going to be finally addressing the laneway that runs between the Civic Center and the old sand store. It needs a lot of work, but as part of that work, it's going to be turned into a one-way with angled parking.
Oh, nice.
I think that will add quite a bit of parking in the downtown core.
I have an idea. I'm tired of the Seniors Association having a monopoly on the parking at the Senior Center. They sit empty all day, every day, only get used for functions. There's 20 of them.
Oh, you're getting wound up here.
And
coincidentally, right across from the street from your office.
No. Coincidentally, the lease that the Seniors Association has with the town of Kenmore is up for renewal. It could be direction given to administration to bring up, hey, do you really need to have a iron grip on all these parking stalls all the time? This is a municipal building. Those are municipal parking spots.
I'm not going to wade into that one this moment, but
you're going to get an angry letter from the Seniors Association now.
You will.
They put notes on your car when you park there.
Well, there's
and I
a simple solution to this, Tanya.
Ride my bike?
Turn 50. Join the association, get a pass.
Okay, yes. Well, I know, but it just seems like it's something that could be part of the conversation that I haven't heard mentioned before. And I know a lot of business owners in that area who have staff who struggle when it comes to parking. And I know the momentum is for using bikes and cycling. And I do that, but I also sometimes need a car for my job. Mm-hmm. And if all the parking spots are taken up around town because we're so busy, which is good news, it's frustrating. Yeah. So
I'll feed that up the food chain.
Okay.
Another easy win is with the Catholic Church. And I understand in conversation I had with Vijay Domingo, and the new priest there, that they're intending to open up the parking lot to regular access from the public.
Oh, that's such good news.
That's what I understand. I haven't seen it yet, but that would be a win for everybody. The historical problem was that people were parking there on Sundays, and then the churchgoers had nowhere to park. So I'm not sure how that can be resolved, but the intent, as I understand it now from the Catholic Church, is to allow parking in that lot.
Oh, everything's coming up parking
fantastic.
Next year.